Welcome to episode 145 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. About a month ago, I picked up a Canon PixSmart Pro 9500 printer, which in Japan is called the Pixis Pro 9500. In episode 144 of this podcast, I talked about what I like and what I dislike about the printer in sort of an initial impressions episode. In this episode, part two, I'm going to spill the beans and tell you how to work around the limitation that Canon chose to impose on us, which causes you to have a 35mm top and bottom border when using fine art papers. I will also be releasing a companion PDF file, which will be episode 145.1, and that will appear in the feed or in iTunes. Also, you can grab it from the podcast's page at martinbaileyphotography.com if you go down to this particular episode. In the file, you'll find photographs of some of the prints that I've made to compare the results of my tests. In their ultimate wisdom, Canon decided to build a restriction into their printer driver software for the PixSmart Pro 9500 that forces you to have a 35mm border at the top and bottom of the paper when you select one of their fine art print papers. At least in Japan, there are, three fine art print papers. There's Photomat, and there's Photo Rag, and Museum Etching Papers. I bought some A3 Plus, which is 13x19, of the Photo Rag and the Museum Etching Papers, because I knew that I was going to like those. And also I bought some A4 of all three and tried the Photo Mat as well. Didn't really find it, although it's a nice paper, I didn't think it was one that I'd want to add to my range that I make available for sale, so I have really concentrated my testing on the Photo Rag and the Museum Etching Papers. When you select these papers in the printer driver, though, the software throws an alert and the 35mm border, that's on the top and the bottom, which is the sides if you're printing in landscape, of course, but basically the short sides of the paper will you're kind of shackled with these 35mm borders, and there's really nothing you can do about it if you try to do everything the way Canon wants us to do it. As I explained last week, though, this is not such a big deal for landscape format 13x19 inch prints because I use a large border kind of by default. It's my default setting where I use a large border at the sides anyway. Which is basically obviously the top and the bottom, as I say. And as we can actually move the print around to as close as 3mm to the sides, which become the top and the bottom of the print, I can easily work around this. But for portrait format prints, the top border of 35mm is over-restrictive. And, the restriction is also enforced on A4 papers too. And so, it just seems like, although they look good, it's just a little bit too much for that size of print. Of course, there are also times when we really just want to print and to almost fill the paper, and then we'll be matting and framing the print ourselves. And, we really sometimes want to just go right up to the edges and then add that fine art border back with the mat. Essentially, basically, what I'm thinking is that Canon sort of demands us to use this border, and I just really didn't want to be restricted by that. Essentially, we're paying for the printer anyway. We're paying for a printer that has no physical limitations, that doesn't allow it to print to the edges, because you can do that with the other papers. This restriction really seems, by all intent and purposes, to be totally software enforced. So, in the absence of a good reason for this from Canon, I can only assume that it's them trying to tell us, the artist, how we should produce our fine art prints. Well, never been one for being told what to do. I decided that I was going to see if I could work around this, and have come up with a pretty good way of doing so. Actually, it's not just a pretty good way. I'm actually getting better results than when using Canon's suggested settings and profiles. So let's get into the details of what I'm doing. The first thing that I started to think about is that Canon fine art paper, the fine art rag and photo rag and the museum etching papers are actually made by, I believe, a German company called Hahnemühle or Hahnemühle. And I'm not sure how you pronounce this. If I'm butchering it again, please forgive me. But basically, you know, I visited the Hahnemühle or Hahnemühle site to see if they had any profiles available for the Canon PIXMA Pro 9500. Sure enough, they were there. The profiles were there. So that I looked down, they had the in the list of papers, there was the photo rag and the museum etching profiles, among others. These are, of course, for their for the papers that they market, but I really was just thinking that they're probably pretty much the same paper. I might be wrong, but my tests proved good, so we'll continue and I'll tell you what I did. Basically, downloaded the profiles and started to experiment. Remember that these this restriction with the papers is enforced in the printer driver when you select the fine art paper. And as the Hahnemühle website suggests, printing to their fine art papers with the paper selection set to matte photo paper in the software. This obviously immediately removes the restriction. You can print with any size border right up to the edges, and you know they also recommend that you use the rendering intent set as perceptual, which is right up my street. Remember that if you try this, you'll need to turn off color management in the printer driver and allow Lightroom or Photoshop or whatever application you're printing from to do the color management. And then you select the profile that you've just downloaded from the Hahnemühle website manually. In Lightroom, you do this in the print job section by clicking the profile pull down. If you don't see the profile after you install it, then click others from the bottom of the profile pull down and turn on, you know, a bunch of checkboxes next to the name. Find the Hahnemühle profile and turn on the checkbox next to it. And then after you hit OK, from then on, you'll be able to see the profile in the pull down. And just select it. And you can also, of course, save all of these in your presets. So I generally just have a whole bunch of presets all, put into different folders, some for Canon profiles, some for the Hahnemühle one, some for other papers, and basically just sort of organize them like that, and then the size that I'm doing it. And anything, whenever I do anything, I give it a descriptive name so that I don't have to do it again and just save it as a preset. The thing that I did first was to print that image that we looked at with all of the green in the background, you know, that we looked at in the last episode. I printed to both Canon Fine Art Photo Rag and Museum Etching Fine Art Papers, and all the time for both of those tests, I had the matte photo paper selected in the printer driver with color management turned off and in the printer driver and the rendering intent set to perceptual in Lightroom. And of course, in Lightroom selected the Hahnemühle papers, profiles. Both of the photo rag and the museum etching, prints came out perfect with no color casts and they were as sharp as I could wish for. I finally started to feel as though I might be able to use this printer without uncertainty. This was one of the things that had really started to bug me over the first 3 weeks or so. And after two straight prints looking great, I was finally starting to see like a ray of hope. Over the last week, after figuring out that this was possible, and you know my first few prints looking very promising, I did a number of other prints. I started to go up from A4 paper up to the A3 plus paper, getting a little bit risky here and pushing the boat out a little bit. generally, I started to work with my favorite print at the moment, which is of all of the cranes in the river in Hokkaido. And when we were there for our workshop, they were out there in the morning mist. This January it was when we did the workshop. And this is actually image number 1704, which I'll throw into the Enhanced podcast at this point so that we can look at that just to get an idea as well. I've also, though, created a PDF file, as I said, that will be released as episode 144.1. So it will follow this podcast in the feed, in iTunes, or on my podcast page. If you are not at a computer, you know, take a look at the image now if you're out and about so that you can see what we're talking about. But if you are at a computer, by all means, go and grab the PDF. And I suggest that, you know, you open it up now and we look at the example images together. After the cover page, there's a bit of an introduction in the document. And there's a disclaimer that I'm going to repeat here now before we go on. Basically, what I'm telling you in the PDF and what I want to say now is that, you know, these tests are, you know, they're not really scientific, and the results are my subjective views based on my own experiments. And, you know, I'm using available profiles and papers. So by all means, give it a try if you want, but do so at your own discretion. On page 2 of the PDF, we see the first one of my prints, and that's the one that we're looking at now, image number 1704. But I've printed it out, obviously, and then taken a photograph of the print. I've called each batch of prints that we'll look at print 1A, B, C, print 2, A, B, C, etc. I've put a little tag in the top left of each page so that we can sort of check that we're on the same page, literally. And I've overlaid a text note at the bottom of each image to let you be able, you know, to catch up on the settings that I used for each print as well, to help us sort of walk through each one, and also, you know, so that you can actually use it as a reference offline if you do a bit of experimentation yourself. So let's get into it. Let's look at print one. And that was printed on, you know, this first batch was printed on 13 by 19 inch, which is A3 plus Canon Fine Art Photo Rag paper. Using the Canon, this first one, I was using the Canon Photo Rag profile, and the rendering intent was set to perceptual. You can hopefully see from the PDF that this has come out very bright, almost as though the photo was overexposed. This is not an overexposed image or an overexposed photo of a well-exposed print or a well-exposed image that's been printed. It's basically the profile and the, you know, everything just basically has thrown it out that way. This is what I get when I use the, you know, these settings: Canon's paper, Canon's profile, but with the rendering intent set to perceptual. So, you know, here, too bright, too much pink. There's a little bit of a pink, you know, there actually is a pink cast in this image in the frosty trees, but it seems a little bit too pink, maybe because of the overexposure sort of thing, or because of a color cast, but I think more the latter. You know, if we move on to the next image, print 1B, shot with exactly the same aperture and shutter speed. You know, I'm talking about my photograph of the print, not the original. We'll see what happens when I print the same 13 by 19 inch Canon photo rag print. When I, you know, I print 2 Canon photo rag, this time though printed with the Hanemuli photo rag profile and the rendering intent set to perceptual. Remember that I also now have set the paper in the printer driver to matte photo paper, so I can actually open up those margins as wide as I want, or print right up to the edges of the paper. This is exactly what I wanted to be able to do in terms of freedom to select my own margins, tonal qualities, and sharpness. You know, we'll look at what this looks like up close shortly, and although the quality appears very different between the same image printed from my old Epson and the new Canon PIXMA Pro 9500, at a glance, this looks very similar to what I can make with the Epson. You know, from this distance, from a normal viewing distance, it looks very similar to what I can make with the Epson. Except that the Canon print actually seems to have more detail in the branches and the trees along the side. You know, the Epson looks beautiful and perfect, but you know, when you compare the two, this profile used with, you know, the photo rag with the Harney Mule profile and the printer driver set to matte photo paper gives me a slightly better print, but very, very similar looking to what I was getting with my Epson. So I'm pretty happy with the results here now. On page 4, we see print 1C, which I printed on Canon Fine Art Museum etching paper this time, printed with the Canon Museum etching profile. By the way, to avoid confusion, I should also mention that when I'm using the Canon profiles, I'm also selecting the matching fine art paper in the printer driver. So this is exactly how Canon believes it should look. In this third part, in this third print, I selected relative as the rendering intent. The change in paper doesn't really make much difference to the tonal qualities of the print here, so I tried the relative to see how it looked. And again, it looked much brighter than I would like it to be. Though it wasn't as bad as I found with the photo rag using the perceptual, you know, which just seems, I think, you know, as I've done these tests, that they just shouldn't be used with perceptual. In print 1D on page 5, I've again printed to the Canon Museum etching paper, but this time using the Harney Mule photo etching profile, and the rendering intent is perceptual. And again, selecting the matte photo paper in the driver. This too is exactly what I want from my prints. I actually used this paper and these settings and printed out a 13 by 19 inch print with a 3mm border. Yes, Canon, if you're listening, a 3mm border. And the reason that I wanted to do that was because I had an A3 plus sized pre-matted frame that I wanted to print for, because it's my image, it's my intention, it's what I wanted to do, and I did it. And it's now looking absolutely beautiful on my wall in the office. I really simply couldn't have done this with the Canon suggested way of doing it, their software. So, you know, figured out how to do it differently. Looks great, and I'm going to prove to you, hopefully, that it's a good way of doing it as we move forward. If you look into the back of this first batch of images, you'll see that there's actually a pair of cranes dancing, and you know, with one of them there sort of jumping up into the mist. And what I did for the next batch is I shot that section of the image with a macro lens to inspect the image as though we were looking at it through a loop. I decided to do this having done just that. I inspected all of the prints with a loop as I was concerned that perhaps using the matte photo paper in the printer drivers instead of the fine art paper would give us a lower resolution image and maybe give worse results. Although I was happy with the results on close inspection with the naked eye, just sort of looking at it a lot more closely than you probably would if you had it on a wall or something, I was still, you know, soon I was, my intention is to start selling fine art prints made with this printer, and so I really needed to be sure that they were up to scratch. When I looked through the loop, though, I was surprised at how rough they looked when magnified. As someone that makes part of his living from selling these prints, I can assure you that, you know, the print that you will hold in your hand is, you know, a beautiful work of art. But as we look through the next batch of images, you'll probably doubt this. Print 2A is basically just a macro shot of the center of print 1A. But as a reminder, this was Canon photo rag paper printed with the Canon profile and the rendering intent set to perceptual. You can see the slightly rough surface of the paper, and you can actually see the texture of the paper, and you can make out the crane jumping up and the branches of the trees and the blades of grass in the foreground there, the branches of the trees in the background. But this doesn't look great at all, partly because it's printed out too brightly. In print 2B, for which I use the Hahnemühle photo rag profile and the rendering intent set to perceptual, you can see that we have much more detail and can make out the shape of the white wings and the body of the bird, and you know the surrounding birds there are much better. Not brilliant, but you know, a lot better. And as you know, we can also see more detail in the foreground grass and the frosty trees in the background. Print C is the Canon Museum etching paper printed with the Canon profile again. A little bright as we saw earlier, but brought down by the relative rendering intent as opposed to the perceptual. Then once again in print 2D, we can see the Canon Museum etching paper with the Hahnemühle, I can't say this without laughing, the Hahnemühle profile, and the rendering intent is set to perceptual. This looks a little rough at this magnification, as I said, but I do want to reiterate that it's a very nice print. I've actually already made both photo rag and museum etching paper based fine art prints available from my website now, based on these tests. I'm happy with it. One surprising thing is, though, that these don't look as good as the Epson Professional when you're looking at with this Epson Professional ultra smooth fine art prints that I've made so far. Obviously, I have a few that I've done in the past, and when you view them at this magnification, they don't look as good, just simply. For a reference point, print 2E is exactly just that. It's the ultra-smooth paper from Epson with the same photograph. It's printed slightly, ever so slightly larger, because I had a slightly less than 35mm border to the left and right. But for all intent and purposes, it's pretty much the same print, but done with my old Epson on their ultra-smooth paper. This paper is actually pretty fine. It is ultra smooth, and it's probably less textured than the photo rag, and that definitely plays a part in this. But you know, we can use that for the best comparison, and you might want to just sort of hit the up arrow on your keyboard three times very quickly to get back to the photo rag print while you still have the Epson version on it, burned into your retinas. And then that's basically the photo rag print with the Hahnemühle profile. I said it without laughing. But I think that you'll be able to tell that the Epson print does seem much more analog than the Canon print. It just, you know, the ink seems to have just been applied to the paper better. The edges seem to be slightly better defined in the Canon print, though. And this is probably, you know, especially when looking at the prints through, you know, without, not through a loop, but just with the naked eye, you can see that, like I said earlier, there seems to be more detail in the branches of the trees, and the birds seem to stand out a little bit more in the river when viewing the rest of the print, of course. And it basically, you know, the Canon print does seem sharper, and overall, you know, it's a tad better, but definitely looking at these examples, the Epson seems to win out there. And you know, I wouldn't blame you if you thought that these prints probably look really bad, but I can assure you that they're not. You know, there are people that have bought these prints. I know that there are a few people on the website at martinbaileyphotography.com that own a copy of this print on the old Epson paper, and they'll probably vouch for me if required to. That it is a nice print, very deep, lots of detail, and very nice to look at. And the Canon version is slightly better, but you know, with the tonal qualities and everything, I would say they're very similar. If you looked at them separately, you wouldn't know. Put them side to side, and you'll see that the Canon print is very slightly better, and that's really not bad when you consider that the Epson printer is 6 years old, It's done a lot of work as well in those 6 years old, but the technology is obviously 6 years old. So, you know, all, you know, top marks for to Epson for their printers, because they do still make excellent machines. Basically, though, for my immediate purposes, to press on here, I'm now happy that these two fine art papers with the old Harney Mule profiles, you know, I'm happy with the prints that I'm getting with them now. And so I've updated the website, like I said, to make fine art prints available using these papers. Some people, though, prefer to see the images on gloss or semi-gloss papers. So I did a few additional tests to see what I could come up with the Canon papers. And this time, even using the provided profiles, though still printing from Lightroom and allowing Lightroom to do the color management, I found that the results were quite pleasing, with little, element of uncertainty. Of course, the gloss or the semi-gloss papers have much narrower dynamic ranges than the fine art papers. Blacks are very black, though, and the gradations seem more compacted, but if that's the sort of punchy image you want, then it's definitely an option. After a few more tests, just sort of making sure that I was okay with this, and after preparing for this podcast, I've actually added these two papers to the to my cart as well. So, you know, you can buy any of those, but basically, you know, the fine art prints really are the two fine art papers. Let's take a look, though. What I did in the PDF, I added a few more tests on the glossy papers and semi-gloss. So let's take a look at those as well. We start with, I'm going to actually, before we move on, this is image number 1830 on my website, if you just want to see, to help you to envisage what we're talking about if you're out and about and not looking at the PDF right now. So we can see that my test prints start with print 3A on page 11 of the PDF. This batch of prints was done on A4 paper. Again, I've used the 35mm top and bottom border, or the sides of the print, for this landscape format. Even when using the Harney Mule profile around, yeah, workaround, so that the sides, basically I've kept the same size border so that we can keep the prints consistent throughout. This first print, number 3A, is done on Canon Fine Art Photo Rag paper using the Canon profile and the rendering intent set to relative. Now, for relative, this doesn't look all bad. We have nice gradations in the bokeh there and lots of dynamic range in the image. The blacks are nice and black, and the colours have reproduced well too, including the greens. For print 3B, I used the Canon Photo Rag paper, but this time I used the Harney Mule Photo Rag profile with the rendering intent set to relative. Here, the photo is definitely not as good as the Canon profile print, brought about by the relative rendering intent, of course. The gradations are not as clean, and the colours are a little muted, especially in the green and pink bokeh back in the background there. This is not really surprising, as Harney Mule suggests that you use perceptual rendering intent. So it's around this point that I started to click that, you know, these profiles were probably made from prints that used the rendering intent set to perceptual. I have not managed to find any detailed instructions on printing with Canon profiles, so I've still not found what they suggest, but I'm starting to think that, you know, kind of cottoning on a little bit late here, but starting to think that generally, you know, for the Canon profiles, you should set it to relative. They were probably created with the relative intent, although that does tend to create overly bright prints for much of the time. We can see in print 3C, though, for which I used Canon Photo Rag paper with the Harney Mule Photo Rag profile and the rendering intent set to perceptual, that we have the most dynamic range of all three prints, and the bokeh, especially that ball behind the top right of the flower, seems to spread out a little more, telling us basically that the gradation from the colour to the black is a little bit better. Overall, this is my favorite of the three prints, and a close inspection with the loop tells me that it's as sharp as when I was using the Canon profiles and the paper set to fine art paper in the printer driver. Remember that when I'm using the Harney Mueller papers, I'm trying it with the paper set to matte photo paper in the printer driver so that I can remove that 35mm border restriction, even though I wasn't using that here for these examples. In print 3D, we can see a print that I made to the Canon semi-gloss photo paper using the Canon profile and the semi-gloss paper selected in the printer driver. All Canon settings, basically. And as this has no 35mm border restriction, I can print to whatever size border that I want, even with all of the Canon settings, because the printer is physically capable of printing to any size that we want to. I didn't do any more experimentation for this paper. The rendering intent set to perceptual seems to do a nice job, though you know the prints there are much punchier, and you know they have deep dark blacks, slightly compacted gradations. If you toggle between this and the last picture that we looked at with your up and down arrows, or the page up or page down keys on your keyboard, you'll be able to see clearly how much more the bokeh spreads out on the fine art paper than on this semi-gloss print. Still, as a photograph, I still think it has value. So as I say, I'm going to add this to the possible papers that you can select when picking images to buy as prints from my shopping cart on the website. Print number 3E was done on Canon's gloss photo paper. Again, the Canon profile and the same paper selected in the printer driver, and the rendering intent was set to perceptual. I'm pretty happy with this print too, for a gloss paper, which I rarely use, I should say. We can see, especially if you toggle back and forth with the semi-gloss version, that the gloss paper is actually seems to have slightly more dynamic range, but still with nice, though somewhat compacted gradations and good colour reproduction. The other good thing about the gloss and semi-gloss papers is that they're often sharper under close inspection than the fine art papers due to the nature of the paper. But I personally prefer to look at a fine art print done on fine art paper. And even that's under glass or taken in the hand. There's no doubt in my mind that fine art papers are better. The glass, actually, though, if you do frame up and look at fine art papers under glass, that glass puts a little bit of the gloss back into the print, so they're generally very matte to begin with, but the glass adds that back, so you end up with a similar effect, but the quality of the print just seems to be better to me, much more pleasing to look at. If you put gloss under glass, by the way, it can often end up like you've got a glossy surface on the paper, and then the gloss effect added by the glass, you end up with it being too reflective, and you have to be much more careful to make sure that you don't place the prints where there's some light source behind you or somewhere in the room that will easily reflect in the glass and on the surface of the print, because you're going to get reflections a lot more easily than you would if you were displaying a fine art print. Anyway, that's it. My conclusion is that my workaround for the 35mm border issue is valid, and it not only removes much of the guesswork because I know that I can use the rendering intent set to perceptual, which is my favorite anyway. Image quality is in general better than with all the tests that I've done so far. I'm sure that these paper profile combinations are not recommended by Canon, but they are both tools that are available to us. So, as I said before, if you want to try this, please go ahead at your own discretion. I'm finally now, though, very happy with my new printer. and looking forward to creating more fine art prints in the coming weeks, months and years. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to make people happy with them, as happy and hopefully happier than the comments that I've received over the years for the prints that I've made with the old Epson. So that's it for this week, and with this we wrap up this two-part series on the Pixma Pro 9500 pigment ink printer from Canon. I hope it helps. If you were as annoyed as I was with that 35mm border restriction, remember there's no more borders. I know that I'm definitely happier now that I don't have to worry about that. I'm off to make some more prints now though, so I'll be back next week with another episode of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. In the meantime, you just have a great week, whatever you do. Bye bye.
PhotocastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotocastNetwork.com.